Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, June 4th, and our guest by phone this morning is Linda Hartke, President and CEO of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Oh, it's a blessing to be with you always.
Well, tell us what's going on with Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service.
Well, this is a remarkable year for us and for Lutherans all across America. It's the year that we celebrate 75 years of ministry, of welcome, care, hospitality in our congregations and in our communities. It's been 75 years of welcoming refugees to this country, and it's a wonderful moment to celebrate.
What does it mean to welcome refugees, to welcome new Americans to this country? How does LIRS go about doing that?
Well, we work with quite a remarkable network of Lutheran partners all across the U.S., and they in turn with local congregations and individuals in communities. Refugees are sadly a fact of life as a result of conflict and violence around the world, nearly 14 million refugees. The U.S. receives about 70,000 people a year, and Lutherans through LIRS receive and welcome about 11,000 people a year into communities. So after refugees are screened and selected by the State Department, that's when we and our partners step in to plan to receive them in local communities all across America, to prepare for their arrival, and when they come, to be there at the airport to provide them with a hot meal, to help them get started in an apartment, and then starts the hard work, the really hard work for new Americans, of integration, of learning the language, of looking for jobs, of kids starting school, of building connections in local communities, including Lutheran congregations.
Really helping them make that transition to get on to regular daily life in a new culture, in a new world.
That's right. And it's interesting. I mean, we hear refugees themselves many years reflect back on this experience, and there really are two stages. There's the initial welcome, which of course, I mean, they're overwhelmed in many cases by all of the change that's happening in their life. So the friendship and accompaniment of people from local congregations really creates a sense of safety and security that's so important for their well-being. And then the second stage is what some have called the long welcome. It's, you know, what happens once you feel safe and secure in a place, but then actually begin to feel that you belong, that this is your new homeland, and experiencing ways to give back into the community. And again, friends, neighbors, members of churches are so important in walking alongside refugees through that long welcome.
And part of that long welcome as Lutherans is an opportunity to not only show the mercy, but also to speak the gospel in those friendships, to tell the good news of Jesus. Many of these refugees may be coming from communities where they haven't had the opportunity to hear the gospel.
That's right. I mean, refugees come from all faith traditions. Mm-hmm. Sadly, war and violence in this world are not extraordinarily selective, though certainly there are cases, significant cases of persecution of Christians. And Lutherans, want to share the good news of their faith and to let their actions also speak to Christ's calling in their lives to be present with newcomers.
Well, coming up June 22nd, it's a special day. Tell us about June 22nd.
Well, that's right. On June 22nd, which is a Sunday, thousands of congregations all across the country will celebrate Refugee Sunday. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, through its last Synod Convention, lifted up this day and has been part of reaching out and inviting congregations and schools and camps to take part in celebrating these ministries with refugees. So it's a day where in worship, in Bible study, in shared meals after a service, in the storytelling of refugees who have been resettled by congregations, we'll celebrate the more than 500,000 new Americans that together we've helped rebuild their lives as new citizens in this country.
Hmm. So it for the congregations that haven't heard about Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, this is an opportunity to find out more and to share with one another, to engage in conversation about how Lutheran Immigration Refugee Service can welcome these new Americans and how congregations can be a part of that.
That's right. And, you know, we've, along with the LCMS, have mailed a resource kit out to every congregation and school. That went out just about around Holy Week. So every congregation has that. It's also available online, so we're happy to provide additional copies, and there are materials that can be downloaded at lirs.org/refugeesunday. And we're also happy to help a congregation find a local speaker who could come in on that day as well to be part of an educational experience, to learn about this work, to learn about the experience of a former refugee.
What all is included in the kit that has been sent out to the congregations?
So the kit includes suggestions for celebrating in worship, activities for youth and adult groups, an educational poster that can go up on a bulletin board. And then there are also supplemental materials online. This includes sermon notes, Bible study resources, communications tools, and a 3.5-minute video as well that features the experience of a newly arrived Syrian refugee who was detained and tortured before being resettled in the U.S.
Very good. So plenty of resources to help congregations connect with the work of LIRS so that they can partner and be those welcoming faces, those the neighbors to the new Americans.
That's right, because in addition to learning and the educational opportunity, the celebration, and featuring this in worship, there are also direct opportunities for engagement. So the toolkit also lets people know how to be in touch with us if they want to volunteer with refugees, if they're interested in being a foster family to children who come to this country as unaccompanied refugee kids without family members, and also the opportunity to visit immigrants who are incarcerated and detained all across the U.S. So there are also plenty of opportunities for people to be directly engaged. And I should also say, June 22nd isn't the only shot people have at celebrating this day. I know for some congregations, maybe it's not the best day. Maybe they've already gone to their summer worship schedule, and they'd rather find a time to celebrate in the fall, and that's perfectly fine. So the materials are flexible enough that they can be used anytime throughout the year.
Very good. And there are other events with LIRS coming up in June as well, and I want to talk about those right after we come back from our break. So listeners, stick around. We've got more to talk about with Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and Linda Hartke, President and CEO of LIRS, right here on Listener Supported Worldwide KFUO. Stick around for more. We'll be back right after this break.
Was Jesus illiterate? Did he speak in Hebrew, Aramaic, or Greek? Wednesday on Issues, Etc., we'll have Dr. Lane Berglund, author of the book Reading the Bible with Understanding, answer the question, what language did Jesus speak?
Issues, Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
Worldwide KFUO Radio salutes our day sponsor on this Wednesday, June 4th, 2014. Today's day sponsor is Daryl Magruder. Today's day sponsor has made a contribution to Worldwide KFUO Radio in loving memory of his parents, Claudine and William Magruder. As St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 54 through 57, when the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, we say thank you to Daryl Magruder of St. Louis, Missouri, today's worldwide KFUO Day sponsor.
Teaching the faith, spiritual care, acts of mercy. These describe the work of a deaconess. Your pastor provides you with word and sacrament ministry. Consider a deaconess to aid him through other means of caring for your congregation. Her loving hands can bring Christ's love in specific ways tailored to meet your congregation's needs. You have a need. Consider a deaconess. For more information, please contact your district president.
Do you have a reason to reach out to us at Worldwide KFUO? Is there a piece of communication you'd like for us to receive? It's not hard to reach us. Our street address is KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. If you missed it, the street address is found at the bottom of our homepage online, kfuoam.org. Every day we bring you the gospel of Jesus Christ in word and song. Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. It is Wednesday, June 4th, 7:42 Central Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and on the phone with us today, President and CEO of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, Linda Harkey. And we just had an opportunity to talk about the upcoming Refugee Sunday on June 22nd that could be celebrated that Sunday or any Sunday, really, this year, if you want to wait till fall. The kits have been sent out, but there are other events going on with LIRS that we'd like to know about. What else is going on in June with Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service? Linda?
Well, we are preparing to celebrate especially intensively our anniversary year. And this will sort of reach its peak in a gala celebration on June 19th, where we will celebrate the Walk of Courage Award, honoring both courageous refugees who've made the journey to this country and begun new lives, and also those who have welcomed and supported them. We're gathering here in Baltimore on the evening of the 19th with somewhere between 300 and 500 guests, and we'll honor Reverend John Frerking, now retired LCMS pastor in Florida, who in his local congregation they've welcomed more than 200 refugees throughout their ministry. And also we'll be honoring Rich Cho, who is a former refugee from Burma and now the general manager of the NBA's Charlotte Hornets. So he'll be receiving our Walk of Courage Award. He's the first Asian American general manager in NBA history.
Wow. So it sounds like a fun event. Now, this is in Baltimore, is that correct?
That's right. That's right. So we certainly, anyone who wishes to join us, they can also sign up for it and purchase tickets online at our website, lirs.org. We'd be delighted to have them join us. They'd be gathered with former refugees, Lutheran leaders, political leaders, musicians. There'll be ethnic food, music, dance. It'll be a terrific evening.
Very good. And also that same week, boy, you're going to be busy. that same week, June 18th through the 20th, the Academy.
That's right. So just kind of bracketing the days of the gala, we are also organizing to observe and engage around World Refugee Day, which happens on June 20th every year. And part of the way we're doing this is lifting up the leadership and the voice of former refugees. So from the 18th to the 20th, we will host a World Refugee Day Academy with more than 50 refugee leaders from around the country coming to Baltimore, participating in briefings, trainings, strategizing, and then these really incredible refugee leaders will take part in visits in Washington, D.C. on the 19th, visits to their elected officials on Capitol Hill, and meetings with representatives of the administration at the White House, the State Department, and the Department of Health and Human Services. So each of the participants will also really be leaving the experience of the Academy, both motivated but with a plan of action for engaging and working with former refugees back in their home communities to be leaders, speaking out.
Very good. So so all this is kind of packed into to that 1 week to emphasize that, as you said, the World Refugee Day, and so packing it all into 1 week so you can really get a lot done, huh?
That's right. Well, and we also are squeezing in a meeting of our board of directors who will be here in town as well, and we're delighted that Reverend Bart Day from the LCMS, the Synod Office, will also be with us during that time.
And one more thing I see here, Act of Love. Tell us about that.
Well, there's a growing crisis that has been growing now for several years. I think we may have talked about it previously, and it's reached just unbelievable proportions. Tens of thousands, perhaps as many as 80 to 120,000 children this year fleeing their homes in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. The numbers have escalated year to year, really, over the last 4 or 5 years, as gang and drug-related violence spins out of control in those three countries. And children and their caregivers make incredibly difficult decisions. Do the children stay where the risk is either they're brought into the gangs and into criminal activity and are forced to carry drugs, where their lives are also at risk, or do they flee and try to find a safer place? And so huge numbers of kids are fleeing. They're fleeing these three countries in all directions, but a number of them are making the incredible journey across two borders, so leaving their homeland, crossing into Mexico, and then crossing the southern border in the U.S. seeking safety. So LIRS is at the forefront, along with many other nonprofits, in responding to this crisis. And the Act of Love campaign is an opportunity, especially for young people in this country, but for anyone in local churches or communities, to learn about this situation and to raise their voice. So there is an online petition. We've set up the hashtag Act of Love for this campaign, with some simple asks for people to raise the concern for these children, to lift up the importance of families being protected and cared for, and to ensure that our government doesn't fail families and these children, but is providing protection and safety, and also simply recognizing that children who say no to gangs are heroes, and we need to send the signal that we admire their resistance and the choice that they're making. So we would really encourage people, again, visit our website at lirs.org/act of love, because we believe it is an act of, out of an act of love that we reach out to these young people and their families, and it's also out of an act of love and a rejection of violence that these children make this dangerous journey.
So on social media, we can use that hashtag, hashtag act of love, and that'll connect us when we start posting and give us opportunities to show support for those young people.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, any with just a few minutes left, any encouraging stories that recently from LARS, from the refugees or those who are working with refugees that you'd like to share today?
Well, you know, I would say every day there are stories. Mm-hmm. You know, each day in this country, refugees are arriving at an airport to begin a new life. I was recently in Chicago at an event with one of our partners there to celebrate their work, to lift up the experience of refugees. And there, I met two amazing men that night. One, the first, has been in this country now for nearly 20 years. And he's now a senior buyer for Eli's Cheesecake nationally, and is giving back in remarkable ways and has involved the company nationally as an employer of refugees and also giving philanthropically. And then I met a young man whose English was already very good. He'd been here in the U.S. for only 4 months. Now, you can imagine arriving in this country from Africa, the first time you'd been on a plane, arriving in Chicago in January. He never thought he would see spring or summer. it was a tough winter, and he wondered if this is what America was like all the time. And you and all of your listeners know how tough this past winter was. But finally, there were the signs of spring. He was feeling hopeful. He was beginning to find friends and connections in the local community and in local churches. He was getting prepared to really, in earnest, look for employment. And he was hopeful and grateful. And that's the kind of aspiration and hopefulness we see in every newcomer, and also the gratitude and the thanks that I'm fortunate to hear, but want to share with all of your listeners for their support of this ministry of welcome.
That's just great. It's encouraging to hear stories like that of someone who has been welcomed and is a has seen such great success, you know, has just, you know, made it through, as we said, through the winter, and now seeing things go so well. It's encouraging to hear that. Well, a quick review of all the events that that we've talked about this morning with the Act of Love campaign, hashtag Act of Love, and you can find out more about that on LIRS as well. It's to support young people who are making that who are fleeing violence and gangs and things of that nature to find opportunity here. And also World Refugee Day Academy, an opportunity for leaders, refugee leaders, to learn and to network and to go home with a plan, right?
That's right. And then, of course, Refugee Sunday, whether it's celebrated on June 22nd or any time throughout the year. And for anybody who would love to join a great celebration in Baltimore on June 19th, our Walk of Courage Award Gala. But there are lots of opportunities for congregations, for Vacation Bible School classes, for schools, for camps, to be involved in this ministry, to both celebrate in this anniversary year, but also keep about the work of welcome that we've been called to. by our faith in Jesus Christ.
So they can find more information on that on LIRS.org, correct?
That's right.
What other resources available on the website that you might encourage us to check out?
Oh, there are a whole host of things. Materials that help people understand more about the refugee resettlement process.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, information about being a foster family or foster parents to a child in need of a home. There are Bible study and other educational resources. Advocacy resources for speaking out and with your elected officials, materials from the End Human Trafficking Campaign as well for congregational use, and information about our Refugee Alumni Network, which is one way for former refugees to then engage and give back through their leadership.
Very good. You know, I was just thinking about the Act of Love campaign and talking about the young people who are fleeing from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and areas in that part of the world. How is human trafficking connected to this story?
It is connected. It is sometimes the a gray area between smuggling and human trafficking. Many of these children, while they travel without their parents or a grandparent or an adult family member or friend, they're often led in a group by someone who's been paid to get them into the U.S. That puts them, of course, at enormous risk of violence, of sexual violence, and potentially of being trafficked because they are alone.
Mm-hmm.
So there is extraordinary risk from unscrupulous characters to then take advantage of children. So it is linked. I mean, not all of these children are or have been trafficked, but they're highly vulnerable to that possibility.
That's just awful. All the more reason for us to be aware and to be supportive and to check out that information, Act of Love, on the LIRS website and use that hashtag as well in social media. We've been talking with Linda Harkey, CEO, President and CEO of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, about the upcoming Refugee Sunday, June 22nd, and other events to support Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. Linda, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you, and blessings and gratitude to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for their support of this ministry.
Thank you, and a happy 75th anniversary to LIRS. Blessings on all the upcoming events. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to join together for a study of the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Brian Katchelmeyer. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.